Dude, you writing a name down the death note, bro?
Yeah, dude.
Don't do that, bro.
I'm writing your name down right now.
What are you, a baby, dude?
What are you, a little bitch?
Just fight me like a man, dude. Just put down the pencil, dude. You trying to square up, bro?
Bro, square up.
You can't see him, but this is a demon guy behind me, dude. Shinigami, dude.
Bro, bless you.
Thank you, but
bro, what are you doing, bro?
What are you writing, dude?
Bro, stop, bro. Bro, no.
Bro, I'm gonna cry,
bro,
dude.
Bro, don't make me cry.
I can't believe
bro,
it,
you're making my bro cry? Bro, that's not cool.
Bro, what did you even write, bro?
Bro, what'd you write?
Pee pee poo poo ha ha.
Oh, bro, that's not nice. That was my bro's name, bro.
Bro, I can't believe I'm gonna die like this.
Bro, don't go.
First name, pee pee.
Last name,
ha ha.
Flintstone?
Bro, I know exactly the role you're talking
about. Nothing
to
play with.
Bro, you can't go yet.
I gotta go.
No.
But Dad, I gotta Dad.
Bobby, you're not allowed to die yet. It says so in the death note.
What?
Oh, goodbye, Bobby. Ah. It's been 10 days since I've received the death note. I've written a total of 32.5 people's names in it.
How do you write a 0.5?
The 0.5 was because I only wrote the first name, and I thought really, really hard about it. I think the police are on my tail, though. There's a secret character named P that's coming after me.
I am P.
Man, that P character seems really something. But my Shinigami, he seems like a pretty neat guy, so he's trying to help me.
Hey, I'm a pretty neat guy, and I'm trying to help you.
Anyway, this is my story about the Death Note.
Get it, because that's the MVP opening one.
Welcome to another episode of the Funky Anime Podcast. My name is Chuck. I was the one writing in Death Note. The secret agent who's trying to catch me, well, that's Pino.
I be very quiet.
He's
hunting. I'm hunting Chuck.
And then my Shinigami, well, that's Garb.
Hey, I'm the Shinigami.
That's him.
Bless you.
If you can't if you can't tell, we watched Death Note. Which is, it's really funny because this is our first Patreon pick. If you actually donate $10 a month to us, you can pick what we watch straight up.
Yeah, dude. Word up, man.
Guys, you're watching Bird Up, the worst show on television. but yeah, thank you to Jonas, who actually is our $10 donor, and he...
Thank you, Jonas.
...picked this one. Okay, class, can everyone say thank you, Jonas?
Thank you, Jonas.
Okay, close enough. But yeah, so the fun thing is, I don't think anyone in this group has ever watched Death Note before, which is...
pretty surprising.
Kind of buck wild, because Death Note is the most popular show on MAL, so...
Wow. That's amazing.
With 1,149,000 users, which is
100 million quadrillion trillion. Yeah.
That's more subscribers than T Series and PewDiePie combined.
Guys, that's more subscribers than us. I can't believe it,
dude. That's more numbers than I can count.
Guys, whenever we get to a higher user number than Death Note has on Mal, we are going to post videos of us dabbing.
Speak for yourself. That'll be only low dab.
Low dab? Okay, so what's going to happen? Pino's going to low dab. Garbage going to mid dab, and I'm going to high dab. And then it's going to be great. So, let's do a little bit of background of Death Note before we kind of just jump right into it. So, Death Note started premiering in fall 2006, ended airing at the end of June 2007. It was created by Studio Madhouse, which you know from a lot of shit because they did, No Game, No Life, One Punch Man, Hunter x Hunter, the 2011 one, Death Parade, which is legit one of the best anime ever, just straight up, don't at me, Black Lagoon.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, what did you say? I wasn't paying
attention. Wolf Children, Lagoon. Trigun, a lot of really good familiar names. A lot of around me are familiar.
Except for Trigun, I don't remember that one.
Man, fun romp through Cowboy Town. That wasn't anything interesting.
Yeah, it wasn't crazy.
I expected something completely different.
But yeah, and it is technically 13 years old now, which is
Chuck die.
Yeah,
Chuck.
I'm here. Hello.
I see green on your Discord icon, but I hear no sound.
I'm still talking. Let's see.
Can you scream?
Don't ask him to scream. He might scare his folks.
Does he show up in Audacity?
Yes.
Don't worry, we'll ad-lib.
I cannot hear. Just leave the call.
Very funny joke, Chuck.
Just leave the call and come back.
You saved the day, friend. Nice meme, brother.
Gamers?
Oh, he's back.
Welcome back.
Wow, what the fuck
such
just
a funny
happened?
Joke, my friend.
Dude, I know.
If that doesn't make sense, keep it in.
I'm a funny character, dude.
Guys, un-shoutouts to Discord.
Guys, shoutouts to Discord, dude.
No, un-shoutouts.
Dude, shoutouts. Anyway, yeah, Death Note's 13 years old. It's a good. It's pretty fun.
Really?
13? Yeah, yeah. It's released October 4th, 2006.
I guess 2006. I forget.
13 years ago, Chief.
Man, what else came out in 2006?
Well, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Dude, Sonic the Hedgehog himself. Code Geass.
Honk.
Black Lagoon,
shout
Second
out to all the
Barrage.
Geese having babies right now.
What else did they. Those are the real big ones that people know. I think.
I think you're forgetting the most important
Naruto?
Piece of media. The Departed came out in 2006.
Fair. Naruto Shippuden started going in 2007.
Cars? Are you telling me that you're going to ignore the fact that Cars was released in 2006?
Are you reading the Google sheet for the Google?
And I'm a Borat.
I'm my note.
My wife.
My no note. Way. My Shinigami.
Dude, Elder Scrolls.
My Apple.
Just 4. Oblivion. Was 2006.
The Pink Panther featuring Steve Martin. And Beyonce. Dude, Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties.
Guys, we stop talking about what released in 2006 and talk about Death Note?
And don't forget Curious George.
Guys, he's so curious. That funny monkey do so many good things.
He do
he's
funny so monkey. Funny monkey.
He's so funny, dude.
But he also baby.
Dude, he baby. He monkey, but he also
baby. This episode's
baby.
Game going straight in the trash can.
Guys, shout outs to all the babies and the monkeys out there.
Guys, shout out to all our baby listeners. We appreciate you.
Do we have a lot
you
of those?
A goo.
Mm-hmm.
A goo.
A goo goo gaga, am I right, fam? I got him. Yeah, anyway, so does anyone have any prior...
Only real babies. No.
Hashtag only real babies, dude. Do we have any prior experience in Death Note before we start Jimmy Jammin'? Before
I thought
my...
it was a normie show, but that's it.
Fair.
I knew it ran on the Adult Swim back in the day. I never watched it because it looked kind of weird. And by weird, I mean scary demon.
You
mean
literally perfect for you, Pino?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, but I was at the age of, well, I forget
how fragile
I was.
But
I was a young Pino. I was a young Pino.
He was a young strapping Pino.
The only thing I watched was Naruto and One Piece at that time.
Baby.
So I was like, this anime looks a little too mature for me. And I was like, "Mah humbug! I won't watch.
Humbug! I'm gonna watch One Piece instead." Anyway,
it's funny because I said Naruto also, but I guess I'm the One Piece guy.
You are the One Piece guy. Not gonna lie.
Thank you.
Anyway,
I just need a confirmation.
Death Note. And so let's just talk about it, shall we?
Yeah.
Death Note is a show.
No shit.
Got him, dude. So let's talk about the animation first. It's pretty good.
It was, yeah. It's Studio Madhouse. It's exactly what I expected.
Yeah, exactly, right? It's like, you know, there's some parts where they're just chit-chatting, but that was to be expected. It's a chit-chat anime.
Especially since we recently watched Franks, like, I have very high expectations for Trigger, I have high expectations for Madhouse, and my expectations were met.
Yeah, and there definitely was not, there's no point in this anime where I was like, oof.
Sorry, Chief. That one ain't it. that's gonna be a no from me.
That ain't gonna be a no. But overall, animation quality very good throughout. There were no dips, and there were a lot of very well animated scenes that didn't need to be animated that well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Especially like the bite the chip scene, which is iconic.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take a chip and eat it.
Ting! Yeah.
Battlestar Symphonies, Hila Valhalla. We'll never see that episode ever again. Sephiroth.
All the characters. I want to go into the character designs because there are a lot of very distinct characters, and then a lot of background characters that you're like. Yes, they are background characters. I can tell.
Hey, don't make fun of my boy Matsuda just because he looked like a background character.
Dude, he is one. Matsuda is essentially a background character. I hate to break.
He's the most pivotal character in this entire anime.
I like the
differences. There's anime out there that always just focus on the kids, and even when you see their parents, they look way too young to be parents. I like seeing a little bit of diversity here. You get to see Light, who was a high school and college kid. You get to see his little sister. You get to see his father, who's a wrinkly old man. Yeah. You get to see a lot of type of people: fat people, skinny people, ugly people, pretty people. I like the variety. That's what I do.
Dude, I like
ugly
you,
people,
Pana.
Demon people.
Oh god, the demon people. We just have nothing better to do. Just, hey man, I'm gonna take a trip to the real world. What do you mean? What are you doing, bro? Don't do that, dude.
Bro, I dropped my Death Note. I gotta go get it.
Okay, I guess I'll see you later.
See you, man.
5 years later. Where'd he go?
Where's Ryu? We were gonna play cards. What's the deal?
We were gonna play cards 15 years ago. Where is he?
Where is he, guys? I can't find him anywhere. Come on.
I don't know, man. Let's just go to the real world.
Yeah, but all the Shinigami have really nice character designs, especially contrasting to your, you know, your anime boys. You're like
very
damn
creative.
Mm-hmm. I also like the stylistically, there are different colors that are associated with different characters.
Oh yeah.
Like Light.
They're like lightsabers.
Light is red because you know, he's the angry evil boy.
Ella's blue,
as well as Nier. Spoilers, by the way. Spoilers for this anime, if you didn't know. And then with what was it? It was what's the idiot boy?
H.
No.
No.
It wasn't H.
It was not.
That's just the meme letter.
There's
a lot of idiot boys.
Well, the young cop man. What's his name?
Oh, the first man, the FBI agent.
No, the young cop boy from Japan.
There's a couple.
L.
No, the young cop man from Japan.
Oh, the one that like is obsessed with
Misa. Yeah,
that guy.
Yeah. What's his name?
Matsuda.
What? Maybe.
What?
Who?
What cop man? Cop man, are you talking about?
No, he was the What's his name? Who was he?
Takeshi?
Mochi?
Obata? Bless you.
We're just saying names now.
Takeshi?
What's... Who's the...
I still see your shadows in my room?
I'm trying to figure out who...
Wait, I was reading a director's name.
Well, are you...
No, it's Matsuda. Matsuda is who you're thinking of.
Are you sure it's not Matsuda? Yeah, it's gotta be Matsuda.
No, but he... He was green in a scene. And then...
Interesting.
The...
Oh, is it Afro Cop?
No, then Afro Cop was... No, and then Mochi was a different color as well.
Mochi,
I think, was yellow, actually. Don't quote me on that. I just know he was a color, too. Or was it Mochi? I don't know.
We're all colors, dude.
All around me are colors. No, it was... Colorblind. No, it was Suichi... it was Aizawa.
Suichi Mikado.
No, he's Afro Man. Aizawa's Afro Man. Man, there's so many...
Oh, was it Watari?
Yes, Watari. Man, I love Watari.
I forget if that's the same Afro guy, though.
My brain don't work no good.
So, you know? As much as we love the designs of them, we can't seem to remember who's who.
Because there's so many.
There's a lot of characters. There's a lot of characters that are introduced just to not...
Just well, like the police director, he was there.
Dude,
and then Light's mom was there.
I recognize all their faces, but
Light's
I don't
sisters
remember their
was
names.
There, you know.
Did you say
just
ISIS?
Walk into that.
Yes, ISIS was there. Just kidding. But yeah, very, you know, all the character designs are very good. And then voice acting. I think we all listen to the English dub, right?
No, I watched the sub.
Pino, I will punch your throat in, you piece of lying piece
you
of
liar.
Banana. I'm going to write your name in the Death Note if you don't tell the truth. Now we just wait.
He's dead, son.
You're dead, son. But yeah, English dub, very, very good. I listened to a little bit of the sub and I'm like, this is wrong. This is not Light's this is not Light's voice.
This is not correct.
This is not L. Man.
Yeah, especially L. L was perfectly
L
cast.
Is such a good.
L had that monotone kind of thing, but also some emotion in the voices. Like he had such an interesting voice in the dub, which
something about the inflection or something.
Yeah,
I can't.
Yeah.
I'm not like
he sold the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
It's
Light
well,
did too. Yeah.
Hmm?
Like the whole cast did. It was the whole is greater than the sum of its parts sort of situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But but yeah, voice acting very, very good. OST. Bro, this OST
fucks.
Oh, man,
fucks. That music.
It slaps.
I could listen. We all talked above each other. I don't know who should start.
You.
No. Okay, I will. that music. Oh, especially the opera music. The operatic.
Oh, man.
The scores.
The chorus.
The I'm gonna kill you now in this scene music, that's the tip of the iceberg, and that's the best part. That's like the cherry on top of the ice cream, if I even like cherries, but in this case I do like cherries. It's so good,
dude. The fucking Earthbound song, that's like, you know, that's
no.
not at all how it goes.
No. Excuse absolutely you. not.
But there's
you
one
sound
that
like
sounds
you were doing
like
the beginning
Earthbound.
Of the Mega Man sound.
Pew, pew, pew.
The best song is 100% L's theme. It's so good.
Which one is that?
It's
like
the
link
one
it?
With the piano and the guitar playing together.
As soon as I hear it, I'm sure I'm going to go.
Oh, it's
so good. And then it comes in with the guitar like a minute in with like the strong guitar, and I'm like, fuck yeah. This OST is so good. I don't think it gets talked about enough because it mixes guitar, piano, chorus, and it's like perfect. Like you'd be like, "What the fuck is all this chanting shit?" But you're like, "Bruh, it's so good."
It's so perfectly, deliciously edgy. I would say tastefully, deliciously edgy.
Fair.
Does that make you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
It's just. So good.
Pino was never edgy in his life. The only time he was edgy when he grew out his sideburns to look like Space Dandy.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Hey, that's pretty neat.
I don't remember what I was saying no to. I hit the play button in the voice chat, and then I just lost myself in the music. What were we talking about?
The OST, you scrub.
No, what were we specifically talking about?
Light's theme, or L's theme.
What about Edge?
Oh, the songs, all the songs are very edgy, and they're super good. Yeah.
But they're, just before they're too edgy, they're just right on the verge, yeah. And they're just perfect.
Ah, sorry, I hit the mic. I screamed. But yeah, and then, there's so many good, like, memorable songs, and whenever you hear them in the show, you're like, oh, fuck yeah, dude.
This, it's like, fuck. Oh, this is good. Yeah.
And there's you. Like there's a pretty like wide difference between songs at times.
Yeah. Yeah.
They use a lot.
They
had some talent working on this. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
The whatchamacallit. Whenever the Death Note is being used, that's when the haunting chorus comes in, and that's one spicy meatball. 'Cause it's what? Don't laugh. It's true.
Never heard meatball used to express how you feel about a song before.
But you understand.
I do. I do completely understand.
And also Light giggles a lot. I've won. I've fooled you all. I thought I was whatever his name is. I complete. What they call him? My brain don't work no good.
Kira.
Yoshigage Kira. That's right.
Kira Queen.
There's a JoJo. Yay!
Right. That's it. That we've met our quota. Dang. We're going home. I'm fine. Going.
This is the end of the podcast.
Guys, I can't believe I killed the podcast.
Can't believe that in 3 seconds you've already been exploded.
I can't believe I wrote Funky Anime Podcast in the Death Note.
Good. It's for the best.
That's not the Death Note, that's my diary. Oh,
what's...
That's why we haven't ended
yet.
Oh,
no. Man, I wish the Death Note was real so I could write it in there.
Yeah.
Me too. Thanks. Me Sephiroth. Hi guys, could you tell? Could you tell
what time? Can you tell that we're recording this late at night?
Shoutouts to late night.
Dude, shoutouts to Simple Flips.
Shoutouts to Sleepy
Guys. I know that no one said it yet, and I'm kind of surprised. But those backgrounds are pretty freaking sweet.
Oh man, I completely forgot to name you.
I ignored the background.
Why?
Because I was too busy listening with my mind.
Honestly, the foregrounds were so good. Like, what was happening in the foreground was so interesting that I don't think there was a whole lot of times where I paid attention.
The backgrounds aren't, like, super duper, like, crazy.
Whenever
they're in the Shinigami realm, a lot of creative stuff in the backgrounds there. Inside,
yeah, that's
more
true.
So it's a use of lighting and how they like set up a room more than anything in the shot composition, which you don't see a lot in anime, but like very expertly done with
there's some very cinematic moves, and I don't know who directed this stuff, but they did a very good job.
Tarantino.
They are very talented.
Yes.
Yes.
Seymour, why is this camera doing exactly what I wanted to do in my anime?
But you're right. Like, the lighting...
No, that's not a camera.
The lighting really helps you focus where you're supposed to be looking, which is the purpose of...
It directs you.
You know, and,
use of color and everything is very good in this as well.
I've also never seen one person's feet so many times.
God, I'm so thankful.
God!
That was the only happy thing about... Spoilers. About, L dying, yeah.
You don't have to see his fucking feet anymore.
Yeah, I know. He died so he wouldn't have to see his fucking toes anymore, dude. I hate it.
Dude, can we talk about that real quick?
Yeah.
How fucking good that scene was where he was just like, the bells are getting louder.
Yeah, and that was Light's so
like,
obvious.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking? And at first I was like, what the fuck is this idiot talking about? And then I was like, oh, for whom the bell tolls.
Ah, I see. No, but yeah, it was... No, but it's actually... That was actually a really powerful scene. There are a lot of really good stuff. But, you know what? Before we talk about scenes, let's talk about them OP, shall we?
Oh.
First OP. Super fucking good.
Oh, it's so good.
That's pretty good.
It's so good.
It's legit super amazing. I love...
It's so good.
I love how these look. There's
the color, the song itself.
There's a lot of symbolism. God. It's very washed out except for the reds. The reds are super in your face, especially because Light is shown all the time with those red eyes, along with Ryuk for the Shinigami
and,
eyes.
Every time he kills him, he has the red eyes.
Yeah.
Or like every time he's thinking about killing someone.
Yeah. And then. In this opening especially, it shows Light with the red hair, shows L with the blue hair, and like them on two buildings spinning around. And fuck, dude. Also, they have a lot of apple symbolism with for Ryuk. God, fuck me up. And it's also just a good ass song. The song.
Well, it's like the forbidden apple.
Yeah, the song is called "The World by Nightmare." And fuck me up.
It's a world though.
No, it's just called the world. It's we already did it, but like, it's legit so good. Cause it starts off with a mural of Light giving Ryuk an apple, kind of like the Creation of Man painting. Was it by Michelangelo?
Oh yeah, that's right.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's Creation of Man.
The thing
it's
that the
one it's Creation of Adam.
It's the one that George Michael and his grandpa did.
No, but it was by Michelangelo.
Careless Whisper?
But then at the end, it shows another painting, but with Light standing in front of like a god angel figure, like how he envisions himself. The one thing I didn't like about the opening is that after every opening, there's a sound of an apple being bitten, and it's like real close, and it's like real ASMR hours, and I'm like, don't like that one. Because like, I'm like,
hey guys, excuse me for a second. I'm gonna drink some water.
Oh yeah, of course. Oh god. Oh, I'm gonna have to hear that when I'm editing. Oh, I hate that. But otherwise, this is a this is a really masterful opening. Draws you in, gives you all the characteristics of the different people you're gonna be seeing. It includes all the very important things as well as the side characters with the. Couple subtle shots. You get a shot of Misa Misa with zooming into her eyes, showing the Shinigami eyes. Very pretty art. Shows the task force. Shows L.
I imagine shows what happened at Studio Madhouse whenever they were informed that they were doing this show is that they picked out the people who were the absolutely most talented that they had and put them in charge. Because
and it showed like the FBI agent being held by his girlfriend, like that's fucking crazy. It's just a super good opening.
My point is that masterful was the perfect word.
Yeah, absolutely, masterfully done. Absolutely. So let's just do OP2 real quick before we hop into the ending. So the next one's called "What's Up, People" by Maximum Hormone. It's actually really good too.
Yeah,
I really like
it. I'm kind of like making fun of it, but
it was,
you know.
It was more of a grower than the first one.
Oh, what do you mean? That was I fell in love
with
it the first time.
Well, it grew.
I heard it
took like three episodes to grow.
Yeah.
Because the first one is very much not so in your face with the screaming. Mm-hmm. But like once you like get the vibes of it, you're like, oh fuck yes.
Yeah, like it works with the show. And whenever you hear the ED paired with it, like,
yes.
You see, the thing about OP and EDs is that they can very much be used as like a chaser with your with your alcohol, right? Is that you've got one that's your lead in and one that's your chase. So but not the Joker song.
I don't drink.
The funny thing about this one, this reminded me a lot of the whatchamacallit, the Black Lagoon opening, which makes sense, both by Studio Madhouse. But oh, fuck me up with the part where it's like, I need a fucker, I need a fucker. It's so, that's so good. And I always had to sing along every time I listened to it, because I
heard a different word.
Well, it's ninga ninga and fucker. It's sucker and then fucker.
Yeah. Okay, cool. But I heard you'd have to bleep out.
Oh, nope, you can't say that one.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say that one.
No, but it's also a very good opening. Mm-hmm. Different feel from...
Well, the show sort of gets crazier as it goes on, mm-hmm. so it perfectly suits the show at this point.
Absolutely, and it also shows a lot more of the task force in this one. Mm-hmm. And it actually has scenes that correlate with the catching of the dude who had the Death Note in the corporation, that guy. So, like, it has everyone, like, it has Watoshi with the, Watari with the sniper rifle, everyone with the guns and whatnot. So it was a really, very, very pretty stylistically. Cool. And then it shows Misa, and you're like, I see. I love the part with Ryuk dancing with the apple. Makes my heart happy.
Yeah, I can see it in my head. That's how you know you've gotten good OP whenever
you
can mention one part.
If it sticks in your head,
man,
it's just very good. Another super good,
masterfully done.
Masterfully done opening again. Like, it's hard to get two openings that feel different, but also be both super good.
And they're,
like,
both perfect for the show, like, contextually.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they both pair very well with their EDs is the thing.
Dude, I love pears.
It's like cheese and wine.
But what about wine and cheese? Have you ever considered?
And it's exactly okay, the same fair. As that, too.
Okay, so let's hop over to ending number one, then, if you're feeling frisky. The first one is Illumina by Nightmare, so the same people who did the opening one. So you're like, dang. And it fits. I like when they do that, because it adds the, like, the beginning and the tail end of the episodes have the same sort of feel.
It's like a reprise.
It's consistent.
Yeah. It's also just a super good ending. Has a lot of good imagery. Kind of trippy. It has an old film aesthetic with grains and kind of lines all over the film.
I'm all about it.
And even though it is very much more of a slideshow, it's so stylistically well done that it doesn't feel like a slideshow. Yeah. You feel that it's very, like, good.
You can do a lot.
And there
with
are well, there are some well animated parts, but not fully animated. No way. And the song itself is just really good.
Yeah. It's good ED.
Phenomenal ED. Also very washed out colors, which fits so good with the opening. And I'm just like, damn, dude, so good.
It's a good show.
And it's crazy. It's almost like we enjoyed the show or something.
It's almost like it's really well received in general.
Yeah.
Nonsense, man. I watched that show live action, and it was terrible.
Did you really? No. We need to do that.
Why would I myself through?
We'll do it for April Fools.
April Fools sometimes. Oh,
or we can do like a spin-off episode on it or something.
What if I spun off into my grave?
I mean, that's a good trick. Got him with the very tired but very
timely prequel
joke.
So yeah, ED2 is very good.
ED2 might be favorite song of the four.
Yeah, it's called Zetsubo Billy by Maximum the Hormone. Once again, by the same people that did the OP2. So again, fits very well, and it's another fucking kick-ass metal song, and but it the lyrics is not screaming for the most part, and it's it's so fucking good. Another super good ending, very stylistically showing the reds only, everything else washed out, and it's just such a good fucking song.
It's good, dude.
I like the part where he's walking and milk and miraculously no cars live.
It's because he won't die.
I want to do that.
I like that part, and I like the part where he's just falling. I'm like, cool.
Hey, man.
We all have dreams cool. like that.
He's not going to die, dude.
Oh, God.
Yeah, dude.
Of course not.
But it's just very good. Another good OP. Very minimal animation, but that's all you need.
Mm-hmm. Doing a lot with
I'm not asking
little.
For the... I'm not asking for the world here, guys.
Yeah. Really?
And then... So that's good. And then technically there is a third ending, which is just Coda Death Note by Yoshihisa Hirano.
Like the
which
last is, episode?
Yeah, the last episode one. Like the piano.
Yeah, that one was nice. Which is...
It's very much...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it fits stylistically with the end.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, Light being dead and then Misa being on the... on the train, and then the ghost of L looking at Light, and then finally Ryuk sitting on top of the tower.
And we'll get just more looking into that at, later, I'm sure.
It's a really nice way to end, and it shows just like, you know, kind of the aftermath of the whole ordeal.
Mm-hmm. And the song just—it's so perfect with it. It's so
peaceful. Somber. It's yeah. so somber. It's so good. I really love it.
It's a good show.
it's pretty cool.
It's pretty epic.
That's pretty epic.
What's next, kiddo?
So since we've gone through all the OP and ED, let's go about the plot. What if we just jump right into it, shall we?
Yeah, dude.
So the plot is essentially that a high school student named Light Yagami finds...
Not just any high school student.
He's a very smart...
He's top in Japan.
The best.
Thanks, Dave.
Named Light Yagami, he said, like, oh, shoot, what's this neato notebook? And then he's like, ooh, I'm going to read this.
And then Shimigami comes in and he's like, hey, what's up, fucko?
He's like, hey, you got an apple?
I'm hungry.
Please, I want to munch. And then, then he's like, I have a sense of justice. I'm going to kill criminals. And then, but then the police are like, fuck, they can't kill criminals. And then they call in the top detective. His name is L, and they're like, shoot, dude, we gotta get him. And then it's...
L's like already ahead of you,
no,
my
but
friends.
The thing is, this entire series is like a fucking game of 4D chess. Where, like...
It totally
like,
is.
Like, everyone's like, it's Light and L, like, dueling it out, but like, they're like, you're like, oh shit, one's going in front of the other, but they never are. You're just like, holy shit. Oh, and man. Then, after a little while, after they, Light graduates from high school. He goes to college, and he's top in class. Except for there's another top in class, and that is actually L, which is crazy.
He ain't no bottom. It's
because like you're thinking like, oh, they're never gonna see each other. Like that's like that would never happen. And then he's there, and you're like,
and top it all off, he's like
hey,
dude,
hey, I'm out.
I'm
like,
out,
hey,
dude.
I'm out. Pretty friggin' sweet, dude.
He's like, oh, cool. Put on some
yeah,
songs.
Right? Nah, but, like, it's such... It's so hard to talk about it because there's so many small story points that, like, build up onto each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how it's hard to talk about when the show is mostly just dialogue.
There's so much dialogue.
Like, monologues.
Dude, but it's good. Like, especially yeah. if you're an English speaker and you're listening to the English dub, like...
The actors
they're all like fucking hats off to these guys, especially Light Yagami's voice actor who is his name is Brad Sawa.
He's not here with us because we record in different parts of the world.
Is he in anything else significant?
He was the original voice actor for Gohan.
Oh,
in
check
in
that
original
out.
Dragon Ball Z.
Check that out.
He sounded a lot like Rock.
And
from Black Lagoon.
Is he? He is Rock.
He sounded
he is.
Like, y'all.
Yeah.
That's why I was just like, I remember that's the first thing I said. I'm like, it's just Rock.
It's just Rock, dude.
I'm going to beat him up. Little did I know, he just beat me up.
But yeah, very, very good. Both with L and Light voice actors, who's the Light's voice actor's name is Alessandro Giuliani, which, oof.
Shout out
which literally, like, this is one of three characters he's ever voice acted for, which is, like, insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, he kicked ass and took some fucking names. Well, at least in anime.
He still hasn't run out of names.
Well, at least in anime. He's done a lot of, like, non-anime shit.
Well, this...
He did, like, animation, like G.I. Joe and Bionicle.
Was he the Bionicle? Was he Ken?
No, he was Prince Carlos.
Oh.
Excuse me.
And he was
Carlos.
And he was also in,
But I got the band, though. But
honestly, like, super... He was... Oh, he acted in Battlestar Galactica. That's probably why he's...
Well, I imagine the localizers and translators, whenever they were preparing this and everything to get this over ready for the West, that they knew that they had a hit on their hands. They knew that this was going to be big because this is a very, very good show, and they knew that they needed...
They knew their kids were going to make Death Notes themselves.
Like, that's a fantastic voice actor, though. Like, phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Great work. He's great. That's insane. I love it. Wow.
Great job.
Wow, keep it up. But yeah, so plot is just them going back and forth. After a while,
they become friends.
They become supposedly, quote unquote, friends, but they're allegedly. Both just like fighting each other mentally.
It's so funny. It's so good.
And then when Miss.
They're about Misa, a corner Misa, boy.
Misa has a second death note from Rem, a second Shinigami, but then she's detained, but then she gives away the death note, and then she, like, then she forgets all about the death note, because if you give away the death note, you forget all the memories about it, and then Rem gives it to someone else, an old fucking corporate man, to kill people from corporations, and it's so much.
Everything has it's a so reason much. In universe, you know?
Yeah, but then after a while, Rem just kills Watashi and L, which made me so sad. Oh, my heart. Mm-hmm. I know we talked about a lot about deaths last episode, but that's how you do a death.
Mm-hmm. For real. Like, they built it up.
End of second act, because, like, you know it was going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Someone was
gonna
die.
You know he was gone. Someone was going to die, and you're like, fuck.
And he even, like... He told
it's
you,
but like,
he warned you.
But like, you knew he was gonna die. But then you're like, he died? Like, what? How did he die?
It's still impactful. Like, yeah, even though they, like, right? warned you beforehand.
Yeah, but it's insane. And then we get, what's his name? I know his name's Nate, but that's not what his real. His name was Nier. Nier was the next guy who was essentially Light's successor.
Yeah, because it's L-M-N.
But then there...
And Mello. Yeah.
Who,
not to be confused with N from Pokemon.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Marshmallow.
Yeah, not to be confused with Mallow from Super Mario.
Not to be confused with Mallow Yellow.
Yeah, not to be confused with Nier Automata.
And not to be confused with Mr. L. Yeah. There is a difference.
Okay. And then so then
shout out to Super Mario.
Then Nier and just it's a whole nother chess mess with Tiny L, and then
Tiny you're just L, like, lowercase fuck. L.
And then they finally just figure it out, and then Light gets death.
And even up until the end, he was like, no, I can still win. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
And you're like, and there's a, like, it's plausible, too. You're like, he could get out of this.
The thing is, the episode before the last one, I stopped and I went to go like pee and get a snack before I started the final episode, and then I had to leave the house because someone came over, and I was the whole time just thinking like, man, I really don't know which way this final episode is gonna go. I don't know if is gonna be able to pull it off or if Nira's really got him cornered. I really did not know. And this show, Netflix defines it as a thriller, which I don't know if my expectations were based on it calling it a thriller beforehand or if it just really is built to be a thriller show. But man, it is truly thrilling.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that an anime about writing names in a notebook would be pretty fucking thrilling, but like the genres that they say it's under is mystery, police, psychological, supernatural, shonen, and thriller. And like all those are true. Mm-hmm. And it was in Shonen Jump, so
yeah. Psychological horror is definitely
it's insane. It's so good. Like I know we didn't really talk about the plot that much, but like it's so hard to. You just gotta watch it.
Yeah.
Legit, seriously. If you like, I don't know why you're here right now if you haven't watched it. Like I never just like had it in my mind like, oh, I should watch this.
Yeah, if we haven't convinced you by now, like we're not gonna convince you.
Yeah, like you just need to fucking watch this show. Like legitimately phenomenal. You could put it on in the background when you're doing other things if you're an English speaker. Or Japanese, because you can just have that sub, or not even sub, just normal, popped up. But like legit, one of the best things that you will see. It's so good.
So good, dude.
Dude, am I boring you?
No, I'm just very tired. It's late.
You're late.
Yeah.
Got him, dude.
Dude, late. It starts with the letter L, dude. It's
Dude, bro, Brody. Let's talk about some characters, shall we?
Yeah. Speed round.
First. No, I don't think it's going to be a speed round. I think it's going to be a nice casual round.
Oh, God.
For a nice casual voyos.
Better speed it up before I make you.
Pino, what are you going to make me?
A sandwich.
Oh, what kind of sandwich?
A knuckle sandwich.
Oh! Wow.
Did you just punch your mic?
Yeah.
Why'd you
give it to you? I had to give it to you somehow.
Why'd you punch the mic?
X going to give it to you.
Through FedEx, dude.
Why don't you?
It's gonna go rotten, dude.
No, what if you put it in a container, like a cooler container with an ice pack, and then ship that in a box, and then ship it to me?
I don't trust the U.S. Postal Service.
Why not? They're so good. They get mail to me on time. Thank you, U.S. Shout outs to the USPS, dude.
This has been a commercial for the USPS.
Honestly, if they wanted to sponsor us, hell yeah, dude. I will absolutely take a sponsorship from the USPS.
Funimation, I'd say nah. They're a bunch of fuckwits over there. They don't know what they're doing. But USPS, they know what's up.
I was not awake before, but whoa.
Garblex is not does not show the
I'm just the pissed off because they got bought out by Sony.
Well, but like honestly Funimation does some real good dubs. Well, yeah. Not you can't deny
it's the executives that I'm making fun of. Actual big people leagues. That do the work do great jobs.
It's all right. Yeah. I'll just let L know that we need to find those people before the Death Note kills them, if you know what I mean.
Wait.
Oh, wait, he's dead.
Oh, no!
F. My toes!
He writes in the Death Note, you chop off each of your toes before you die.
You mean, like, cut my toenails? No!
No! The toes! Get them off!
Could you imagine, like, if you're arguing the semantics of the Death Note whenever you're being killed by the Death Note? You're just which
four minutes passed.
It's like wait. Which way do I do this? Do I stab myself clockwise, counterclockwise? What do I do?
Yeah, you're like this. You weren't very clear when you wrote it down. You just said stab myself till die, and I'm like, does that mean one stab or is that like multiple stabs? Do I just do it in
Try one stab. See if you're alive. If you are, try it again.
Well, but like, where do you stab?
Try it.
No, but where do you? No, but where do you stab?
Let me help you with the first one.
Okay. Ow.
Are you dead yet?
Not yet.
All right, you try.
Okay. That hurt a little bit more, but not quite. Do you want to do this next one?
Are you using enough force?
Can you show me how much force
this I need to use? This is a thumbtack.
Okay.
This is not what I requested you to. You needed to use a machete.
Well, you didn't say it. You didn't write down machete.
6 minutes has passed.
See, this is what we were talking about when we said that you needed to be more specific next time.
Yeah, I know I'm dying and I'm gonna die, but like you need to just let me die.
Live and let die.
Wow.
Live and let mine.
No.
This podcast was copywritten by
Paul McCartney.
By Paul McCartney. Hey,
I heard you singing my song.
Hello, and it's
even
me.
You've been used the wrong lyrics.
It's me, Ringo. You're the second favorite living Beatle.
I'm copyright striking you with peace and
hey, I'm the drums.
Remember me, I wrote the drums.
Hey, I'm baby.
I'm Ringo Starr, I invented it's drums.
It's me, Ringo Starr, I'm monkey.
Hey, wait, I'm baby.
I'm monkey.
I'm baby.
I'm Ringo Starr.
Peace but I'm love. Baby.
Have you seen my MS Paint art?
My name's Ringo. I will not write any more names in the Death Note after October. Any name sent after October, I will not write. I will not sign their name.
If there was,
but as for me, Paul McCartney, I'll just write down wings over here.
Peace and love. I'm Ringo. Ringo.
What if Ringo is writing lyrics in the Death Note?
My name's Ringo. Whenever I wrote my
God
song
save
about
the Queen,
about Queen, she, poor Queen. But I said Queen.
I accidentally killed Freddie Mercury instead.
I know it was a real shame, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's why they made the movie. They just cut out my part for the Death Note.
Yeah, they.
This is Ryuk, everybody.
They give it up for Ryuk, everyone! Yay.
You can only see him through this apple that is floating.
We had to cut that for time in the movie, but you know, Ringo, I love writing in Death Note. I wrote all the most popular Beatles songs. I promise you, don't look
remember
it
the
up.
White Album? That
that was
a blank page of the Death Note.
Don't you remember other songs that I wrote?
My Guitar Gently Weeps is actually a metaphor. It's symbolism.
Hey, for the death my favorite song is Let's Talk About the Characters Again.
No, remember when I wrote that song, Yellow Submarine? That was me. Remember that one? It's me, Ringo.
Yes.
Don't worry, that was like the only big hit that I wrote.
What is going on?
Well, there was also Get By With A Little Help With My Friends.
Yeah. No,
and there was Hello.
He just sung that one.
No, I think you wrote that one from me, Ringo Starr, from my brain that I am reading from this ultimateclassicrock.com article. I wrote that song, I promise.
Ultimateclassicrock.com.
It's me, Ringo Starr. I curate this website. I curate this website, I promise.
Man, this is the best episode. That's the best bit.
Best and I'm bit the guy from Green Day.
And I'm George.
Do you have the time
to write my
tell me the rest of the characters, please?
So we talked
do
about.
Do you have the time?
Is that the only part you know, Fina?
Do you?
So let's talk about Light Yagami.
He's
what a
cop.
What a character. Oh, got him, dude. Hot
he
take.
Never got the specialize.
Well, no, he didn't.
My brand.
My brand? My Shinigami?
My Shinigami. Oh, ho.
This hey. Man. This man was probably born with glasses on, and then by the time he was one, he's like, I don't need these anymore. They weren't even prescription. And then that's how smart he was.
His IQ was massive.
His IQ equaled his baby weight times like 100.
Yeah, in ounces or pounds?
Liters.
Liters? Mm-hmm. How? What is the volume of this baby?
It doesn't matter because liter starts with F. See the connection.
I knew he was going to say that. And that's why I wrote the word lighter on this piece of paper, which means that a lighter will soon ignite in one of those two houses. Oh no, it's my house. Ah!
Remember when we were talking about the characters?
On the exterior, Light is a very nice young man that I would have liked to be friends with, even though he was a little cold and a little bit, you know, kind of weird. You know.
Yeah, he's kind of
especially the
friends.
Emails. He's like, oh, yeah, I guess we were going out.
Well, he was very much just like a manipulator because he's a piece of garbage.
He's like a man whore.
Yeah, he's kind of a sociopath.
He is a sociopath. It's not like, oh, he's showing like those kind of weird sociopathic tendencies.
No.
He is a sociopath.
That's just hormones.
That's just the hormones.
He's just growing
talking.
Up, you know. There's nothing wrong with a little bit of murder of millions of people. And a god complex, and red eyes.
I'm not a huge fan of how. I'm gonna send you guys a picture of what Light Yagami looks like in the Netflix adaptation, and rate his face on a scale of 5, like we do for the podcast.
All right. So this.
Ooh, that's a solid.
Have you guys ever seen the Netflix series of the tiny cute little Japanese lady?
Yes,
the cleaning houses and whatnot. This does not spark joy.
This does not spark joy.
I am throwing this away because I don't. This does not give me
goodbye.
Any happiness.
Goodbye, Mariconda. We threw him away. But yeah, Light does not look good in the Netflix, but he does look good in the anime.
Yeah.
He's a young man who's above average height. Let me see his personal information.
He's super smart.
Yeah, what's his blood type?
He's probably like A.
Yeah, he's A.
I don't know what my blood type is.
I really should know. I think I asked. I don't
know.
Let
me taste.
Maybe. Yeah.
Am I the only one here that knows that
my blood type is delicious?
Sounds like I am full of sodium, so I'm assuming I'm blood type S. No, that's
no,
S
it should
for
be,
spice.
It should be NA. It should be NA.
NA for
I am
nasal adaptions. Okay.
But anyway, he's 5'10" he's a skinny boy though at only 54 kilograms. I weigh almost twice as much as him.
How much is that in liters again?
You could floor him
in liters.
Yeah.
119 pounds.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey,
wait a second.
But yeah,
wait, he weighs 119 pounds, or did you just pull
no
it
that's
out of
how
your
much
ass?
He weighs.
Oh my god,
dude, I'm heavier than
I
these.
Am
Dude, I'm way heavier than he is. Oof.
You're probably as tall as Ryuk, maybe.
I don't know how.
Ryuk is he's hunched down, so you're probably the same size as him, since he's hunching.
Well,
if he decided to go to the gym and fix that posture, he'd probably be a little taller.
Maybe he went to a chiropractor and got that sorted out.
Why is it that the only apples can straighten me back out?
the chiropractor just gives him an apple and is like, okay,
I'll be here next week.
Oh, I'll be here.
Don't forget to eat everything. Hey, you want to try apples from my world?
Yuck!
Tastes like sand.
Tastes like bananas.
It's coarse and rough and it gets everywhere.
Anyway, since we're talking about Ryuk, let's talk about Ryuk.
He's a Shinigami from Shinigami Land.
Yeah.
Can we explain
He's
what
a
Shinigami
spirit.
Is?
God of death.
And there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
But then there's a bigger god of death
called
the King God of Death or something.
There's the godder of God.
Yes.
Also, King of the
I'm not going to do this another time. I'm not going to do this every character, but once again, I'm going to send these guys a picture of Ryuk from the Netflix. I want it from 1.1 to 5.
I don't think I even rated it a number.
Here it is.
Oh.
It's not ideal.
Is that
Jack Nicholson?
A 2.6.
A what?
A Jack Nicholson.
Okay, fair. Okay.
It's all right.
Fair.
That's exactly what it reminded me of.
Posted a GIF of Jack Nicholson.
All right. I give that an N. Out of 5.
An N?
Yes.
Fair. Okay. Let's Death Note him. Okay.
I said 2.6, but I don't
think. No, that's what I was asking. Then you're like, Jack Nicholson. I'm like, okay. But Ryuk is a fun character. He likes apples, and his eyes are a bit funky.
Yeah, and he isn't, he's not necessarily on Light's side.
He's on the side of chaos.
He's on the side of boredom, really. Mm-hmm. Rather the cure to boredom.
It was very, very cool, though. I do really enjoy Ryuk's character. It kind of like, he kind of like disappears for like the second half.
But there's reason for it.
But I'm just like, goodbye, Ryuk, I love you. He's a fun character, though. He eats apples.
It's not like Kakyoin, where they just are like, okay, you can just fuck off for a while now. And just come back whenever we decide that you should come back.
Yeah, your eyes don't exist anymore, you know? So get pranked, nerd.
Ah, I see.
Gotcha, gamer. But yeah, Ryuk's a fun Shinigami. But other than that, you know. You know who we're going to talk about next?
Misa?
You know what I'm going to talk about next? No.
Misa?
Never. We're going to talk about L. Yes.
L?
Mm. His name is...
L is L's cool.
L's pretty neat.
He's a nifty. Smart man.
He is very image smart. I don't know what my brain just said.
Fart.
But you're right. But L's a very fancy detective who is catching Kira a la... Light, and man, he's just a fun character. Yeah. He's super cool.
He's relatable because he's a nerd. Actually, no, because he's incapable of personal communication. Something like that. I forget what he did.
I'm happy here because I'm eating a slice of cake. Would you like this cake?
Yes. He likes sweets, and I like... Well, I only like brownies, but...
He also likes being in a weird posture.
What do you mean? That's a fetal position, but standing.
He likes to crouch.
It's a standing
because if he sits normally, his reading
ability would drop 40%. Yeah, but he's
sitting on a chair, 40%.
He's sitting on a chair.
Yeah.
If he was on the floor, he'd be crouching. But he's on a chair, so he's...
See, he wrote Rick and Morty. That's how smart he is.
Genius, dude. Also, you would never know, but... He's actually 5'10 and a half, but you wouldn't know because he's just
he's hunchback,
a crouchy
too.
Boy.
Yeah.
One crouchy boy. But overall...
He's crouchy and grouchy.
Overall, very good character, very fun.
And he made my heart go ouchy.
He dies.
He made my heart go oof.
Ooh.
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 Ooh. Ooh.
Misa is a blonde lady.
Yeah.
And she has blonde hair.
Yeah.
And she was given extra life by a Shinigami who fell in love with her.
Yeah.
And then the Shinigami died.
Yeah.
And then she gave up her life. And then she gave her life up again.
Yeah.
And that confused me to like no point.
Yeah.
Misa, everyone.
Misa, everyone.
And she even said early on that, like, Light asked Rem if... She was in love with Misa. And she was like, no. And then by the end, she was like,
yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I lied. I didn't want to.
Okay.
I got pranked.
Yeah. Pranked myself, man. You made me play 40 chess with myself while I was playing checkers.
Congrats.
Thanks. And there was the police task force.
Dude, nice.
And I
love those guys.
I like Light's dad because he had so much faith in his son.
Oh my god!
And that crushed me every time.
Yeah, because you're
that
just
is
like,
not my son is not Kira. I promise you this.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dad. Lie detector test told me that was also a lie.
Whenever they did the whatchamacallit, part where the dad drove them
right
and he's like from one murderer to another, I'll see you in hell. My
that
brain
rough,
exploded
dude.
Like I don't even think you that was so insane.
I enjoyed that very much.
He wasn't freaking around, dude.
He was the best character in my opinion, the dad.
And then he died.
He was definitely up there.
Poor guy.
God rest his soul.
God rest his soul.
You just reminded me I hate Light because of that. Let his old man die. I'm impressed.
Yeah. And then we have depressed. Suichi Aizawa. He's Afro Man. He has a wife and two children. He cried when he saw them, and I'm like, oh, my heart.
Dude, my hero?
He loves his wife and kids.
Dude, I love his wife and kids.
Dude, his wife and kids were great.
Yeah.
And then we had Nier. He was light number two.
He was white-haired light?
Or he was L number two.
He was, yeah, he liked playing with little toys.
Yeah, he played with little toys. Legos. And he's like, oh, I'm going to build this guard house.
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa.
He had to escape. He had to escape the FBI facility with all his toys.
He had to. It was he's a very cool character as well. I like him. I don't think it's good as L, because you can't really top.
Like
L.
once you got rid of L, you kind of just you were left empty. You're like, well, who am I supposed to love now?
Yeah, you're like, oof, ouch, owie, my heart.
But the thing is, my
sort of kid.
He had enough. He with the groundwork that L laid out. Nier was able to outsmart Light. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's because I think the failure of Light, even though it was what made his character great, was that he revealed himself and he got personal with people. He at a point he was like, Light, I consider you my friend. I was like,
yeah, I know, right? And he's like second friend, and I'm like, oof, ouch, owie, my heart.
You're friends with both Kiras.
Yeah, exactly.
That was not a good day for me.
Yeah, and then there was Mello. Who was like one of the two L replacements?
He was definitely that was
Mace from Baccano.
Was it?
No.
Oh, you're right. But it looks like him, absolutely.
I didn't like Mello too much, but I liked his reckless attitude. I just didn't like the character.
Yeah, he's kind of a schmuck.
I thought he was all right.
But you know, just a kind of like he just kind of felt shoehorned in a bit.
Yeah. Like, I assumed both of them were going to work together.
I think it was important.
Than they did.
I think it worked well to have Nier and Mello, like, be sort of opposites and sort of oppose one another and build a sort of rivalry. And I think they built upon it, but they...
It started out strong, I think.
One of my few complaints is that they didn't build it up enough on their rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still good.
Because like after they rescue Light's sister, like Nier's like, Mello's like, hey Nier, this is what I know. Okay, bye.
Yeah, and it's like, that's it, basically. Right,
I'm gonna join a motorcycle gang, guys.
Yeah. It's like, I'm gonna steal this girl, and that's it.
And then I come back like near the end of the series. Okay, I'm gonna help you, even though you don't know why I'm helping you now.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Bye.
I'm dead.
You guys took my death note.
He was one of my favorite characters.
He was funny. And even though
he's just one of the Shinigami, I don't even know if he had a name, but he starts like, oh.
He was a Shinigami.
He was like, oh.
A Ryuk.
He's like, you see me, well, taggy, alright. And I'm like,
he's
yes.
He's like the stapler guy from Office Space.
Except the Shinigami. Absolutely. 100%.
That's all the important characters, in my opinion, unless we're missing someone.
We're missing Watari. I love that guy. The old man.
Oh, died. Yeah.
His death made me feel sadder than L's. I was like,
I didn't want him to die. Yeah, I was just like, too. Look at this man. He's not doing anything wrong.
Yeah,
he's just hiding his face.
He was wholesome.
Yeah, it made my heart be like, oh.
He was the real dude. I loved him, dude. He was L's helper, and that makes him equally, if not more, important.
And he's just a nice old man, and he can shoot a sniper rifle.
He said, here, have some tea.
Yeah, he was badass up at the end. Or I guess end of the second act, or first act.
I
don't remember.
There's three acts. I'm going to munch on some...
body sprays.
What flavors of Axe do you like, Pina?
Lemon. I've never used Axe in my entire life. Lemon.
Lemon.
It's because it starts with L.
God, I see. I keep bringing it back, boys. L.
L. L.
Hey guys. Hey, welcome to Sesame Street. Today's episode was brought to you by the letter L.
L.
But not the letter M or N, because we don't like them. Okay, bye.
Bye. Hey guys, you know what happens after we do characters?
No.
Nope. Oh fuck, I was asking you guys.
Do we get to play with our toys?
Shit.
Oh yeah, yeah, where are my toys?
Guess we end the episode.
I'm gonna go play
now
with my Kirby figure.
I'll go play with my seashell.
Oh yeah. Dude, I've got a zero. I'll play with zero.
What? 0-2, he means.
Zero. From no, oh, zero.
I'm playing with a seashell. It's the only thing I had nearby.
Seashell? That was
putting
it
back.
No, put it back in your hand one more time. If you blow into it and think real hard, you'll make a noise. Ready?
Wait.
No, blow actually real hard. Ready? Try it again.
I don't even get the chance to blow in this thing, and I already hear somebody nutting all over my breath. I ain't digging that, bro. I'm putting
Welcome
seashell back.
To the 38th edition of Here's the Best Girl, the part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice for Best Girl of the episode to duke it out for the title of Best Girl. Today, our contestants, once again, Pino, Gar, myself, and Patreon picked.
Patreon.
Who you each advocated for?
Ryuk.
Light Sister.
I pick Kazuno Mogi, aka Mochi, and the Patreon pick is actually Mochi, L. Mochi.
Bum, bum, bum. Oh, didn't I say I was going to pick L?
You can pick L if you want.
Nah, I'm fine. I'm picking Light Sister.
Do you know what her name is?
Light Sister.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, so, Garb, you go first, I guess.
Okay, so Ryuk is a god of death, and his name sounds very close to Ryuko from
awesome.
Kill la Kill, and that makes him...
Wow,
cool.
Don't lose your way, Garb. Just never do it.
Yeah,
Ryuk,
don't lose your way. Don't
All
stray
right.
from the
I
path.
I don't have an argument, except you can't see him, so how are you supposed to show off your best grill when people can't see him?
Well, I don't care
if you got death. How are you supposed to go on a double date with somebody... Without
making
them think you're crazy.
Yeah, he's all for me.
Are you gonna slap other people with your death note so they can see Ryuk? You just hitting them on the bonking head, and you're like,
also,
that's not a bad
you're gonna
idea,
run out of
actually.
Apples faster than you can say your name.
Garbalax.
Listen, I can grow a tree.
But I just said your name. You're out of apples.
What? What? I can,
No.
Trees.
Wait, this isn't Minecraft. This isn't Terraria.
This isn't whatever that
Animal Crossing game is.
Animal Crossing?
Yeah. This is real life.
Wait. I'm going to do some high quality research. It take to grow an apple.
You forgot to say how long it takes to.
No, I already 6 to 10 years. Damn,
what?
Dude, Rig's gonna not die.
Listen, I'm all about the long-term relationship.
Just buying plastic apples. He'll never know the difference.
No, funny story.
What is this in my apple?
No, funny story. Or rather,
what is nothing in my apple doing
here? My grandparents still have a bowl of plastic apples, and legitimately there's probably 5 teeth marks on it because people keep just munching, and I'm like, bro, you can't do that.
Do they not just, like...
No, there's just like
side
of it.
Tap the side, dude. It's
and don't you wash your fruit first?
We usually wash the fruit before we put it in the bowl.
Yeah, but I would
wash
it again.
Yeah, but we're animals.
We're animals. Shout out to the Apes movie, whatever that was called. Clam it up, apes. Planet of the Apes. There you go.
Clam it up, apes.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, clam blitz?
Yeah, you never had a good clam, dude?
Dude,
I love clams. But
you ever
like,
get clammy?
Dude, I'm never clammy because I always aerate my body.
I've never had clam.
Oh, guys, beach episode, we'll eat clams.
I'm allergic.
Dude, we could have... What's that,
Dude,
calamari's
calamari? Good, dude.
That's real shit.
Dude, I love
that
Cali
dude, so
and
good.
Marie.
We can have that.
Dude, that's
yeah,
funny
dude. Or is it Mari?
That's what... Mari is no speaker Japanese.
Send us an email on your pronunciation of how you pronounce Callie's sister from Split
split skadoosh from skadoosh to
splitter cell
panda style. All right, thank you. Next,
Pino, do you want to explain?
I'm just saying Ryuk's a bad character because he's not a bad character. He's a bad best grill because he eats too many apples and he contorts.
Listen. Fair? I just like him.
I just think he's neat.
Yeah, he makes me happy because he's a funnier character than we've ever had.
Okay, I'm gonna talk about my girl. Oh.
He's legitimately the comic relief, which is probably why I'm so attached to him.
Yes,
because it's in a show that doesn't have a lot of jokes, but when it does, they're pretty good, pretty impactful. I laugh quite a few times, and most of the time it was thanks to Ryuk, and that makes me happy. Yes. He's a good boy. And I digress. So who's next?
Wait, no, me.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about L. Because I'm hosting this episode, and that's the Patreon pick. L's pretty neat. He's real smart. He got big IQ. You could watch Rick and Morty with him, and he'll be like, yes, I get this.
Dude, he would predict it. He would know what's happening each time.
And L
nutted.
No, don't tell them, buddy.
Who nutted?
No,
without my permission.
No, he's got cool hair too. He's got dead eyes. He got big pupils. He got big pupils. So do I, dude.
I'm pupil.
I'm Shinigami.
How are you supposed to sit with him though? He sits weird.
You just sit the same position as him, so both of your deductive rates go through the roof.
You do 66,
Maybe that's why our podcast. Maybe that's why our podcast sucks because we don't sit like that.
I can't.
I'm gonna do it too. I'll do it.
Oh shit! I'm on a swivel chair. Fuck! Wait.
What do you mean? That's easy.
Wait.
I am too, but I'm
guys,
my IQ's bigger.
Guys, I got a big IQ now.
I'm gonna take a picture.
I don't want to see your face.
Well, I thought you were saying I want to see your feet. That's what I thought you were
saying. I want a torso shot only.
I gotta clip my toenails.
God, shut up. But yeah, L's good minus the feet part. He's also very smart. He's a big brain.
Yeah, but feet.
Fair.
All right, next grill.
That's you, Pido. You're the next
one. Oh, right. I'm the last one. I pick Light Sister.
What's her name?
I pick Light's mother.
What's her name?
I pick Light.
I pick Misa.
What's her name?
Because that's the only name I remember.
No, what's her full name?
Misa Amane.
There you go.
I guess I'm picking Misa Amane. I pick Misa Amane because she is dedicated. She won't betray you. So first off, you got to kill somebody first.
Yeah.
Then she'd be like, ooh. And then that's how you know you slip right in, my friend. And so once you got that in the bag, you're good.
Let's just slip right into it. Can we just not do that ever?
What? I was slipping and sliding on a slip and slide, dude.
Can you shut your mouth?
Dude, I'm on slip and slide duty, bro.
I'm gonna slip and slide right into your throat to kick it.
Once I sat on a banana, it changed my life. One time, I just watched Death Note. Changed my life. You too can become egotistical and a god.
Guys, Misa is a good character, because you know why? Because she forgot about the Death Note. How do you forget about something so important?
Chuck, yeah, can I hold your Death Note for a second?
Yeah, of course.
Could you read what it says right here? It says, starting with the I willingly give.
Oh yeah, I willingly give up this Death Note.
Okay, cool. Hey, you know what this is?
What's that? Death Note? I've never seen that before.
I can't believe Chuck's not a good grill.
Guys, what anime is this? I don't think I've ever seen it before. What's it called?
Have you seen this podcast before?
Dude,
you'll know, dude. What the heck, dude?
Bro, what is this, dude? Bro.
What the hell is Fap, dude?
Bro, Fap seems like a dumb name, bro.
I'd rather watch the Chuck cast, dude.
Dude, I've heard about the Chuck cast before. That shit's lit.
Damn it.
It's legendary.
Shout out to Misa Amane. Shout out to the names of the ladies I don't remember.
poor light sister, dude. Press F to pay your respects.
But if I did remember her name, my reason would be she had nothing to do with anything. She was just a normal person. She just wanted to be somebody normal. That was after, and then she kind of stood there, and I was fine. I'd take care of her, you know?
Yeah, even then, she didn't really contribute much.
That's cool.
Thank you.
I saw how Matsuda was looking. He was like, oh my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
You're not marrying into my family, Matsuda.
Poor Matsuda.
That was some shade.
Dude, what if I shade?
What if I shaved? Wait, no, I didn't.
Poor guy.
Pino, you gotta shave again. But this time you gotta shave your legs.
God damn it, how did he know?
Anyway, the best character, though.
Dude, summer's coming. He's gonna get hot. His legs are gonna get...
Guys, the best character, though, is Mochi. Kazuno Mochi. You know why? Because he's a big, strong man, but he's also very...
He shot light at the end. Dude, that's why he's the best.
Dude, that was fucking tight as hell.
That was like a Star Wars moment. It's like, yeah. He must stand trial. He's too dangerous to be left alive.
Well, technically...
I need him.
Well, it wasn't Mochi, though. It was a dumb, small, idiot man. Cop dude. Yeah, it wasn't Mochi. But Mochi is great because he was Misa Amane's...
I was talking about Matsuda, dude.
Yeah, Matsuda's shot.
Yeah, Mochi was like, when he was trying to be happy.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm not cut out for this. I love Mochi. He just does his job. And he's
funny.
A funny character than we've ever had. And also, like...
I think Matsuda is really the best part of the show.
Guys, Mochi, and also, it's just a very... very good one. And in the whatchamacallit wiki, it says that he is shown to be an excellent actor, becoming an excited and cheery manager for Misa on demand and in seemingly contradictory to his usual demeanor. I love Mochi.
He doesn't think that he's so good at it.
Also,
he's
6'2", so he's only a little bit shorter than me. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
At least he's not 0'2".
and his official stats say that he's an 8 out of 10 in emotional strength and 7 out of 10 in social skills, but a 1 out of 10 in verbosity. He's not very verbose, which is sad. It's okay.
I don't have Bose headphones either.
Dude, those are too expensive. Bose, if you want to sponsor us and give us free headphones, we'll do it.
We'll wear those headphones.
Yeah. I will legitimately wear them because you do make good products. I just don't have money. Anyway, if you want to tell us how good we are,
email us. If you want to listen to us with Bose earphones.
Yeah, if you want to do that, you better email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that is funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet at us at 3WeBros, or you should sub to our Patreon.
Do we have email?
Yes.
Oh, my back.
My neck.
My Death Note and my back. Pen. Yeah.
Give me a second. I gotta pull up.
Gotta keep it safe for the kids, even though this anime had so much blood.
Guys, there's a lot of blood in this anime. Have you ever thought about blood before?
Yeah.
Just once?
One time?
Yeah, I mean, you said before, so I'm assuming
we got two emails. First one is from Zarazi23, and they said, "Hey, Scrungus, I love you." Hard eyes emoji. Thank you, Zarazi.
What kind of
very
word
cool.
is Scrungus?
Was that
yeah.
it?
Wow. Okay, second email.
I love you too.
From
Thank
Sadie.
You, Zarazi.
Thank you, Sadie.
Oh, sorry,
you're,
Sadie.
You're very cool. This email's titled Easter with a little chick popping out the egg.
I feel
so
bad now that we
Easter,
didn't.
Easter. Well, no, Easter was a week ago.
About a week
fine.
Ago.
Yeah. No, so Sadie said, "Happy Easter, Chuck, Pino, and Garv. I hope you are having a great Easter. Lots of fun. Love you all, Sadie." And I said, "Happy Easter to you as well, Sadie," because I spelled it wrong accidentally. I spelled Sadie, S-A-I-D-E. "Hope you have a great day, Chuck. And she's like, you spelled my name wrong, but it's okay.
Damn.
You, hope you have a great Chuck, Easter
You crushed her dreams of you spelling her name right.
I know. I know. It's like hope.
That's
hope
my that job to spell people's names wrong. You know this.
Yeah.
It's my job.
Hope you post a new podcast for FAP next week. Please be fairy tale. Sorry, it wasn't fairy tale.
Ah, fairy tale.
one of the responses that's a, you know how Gmail gives you like suggested answers. The first one literally says, "Sorry about that." I'm like, fair. You're right. But yes, Sadie, thank you for emailing us again. You're number one in my heart, and number one in my heart.
And number two.
And since I'm number three of the podcast, you're number three. But
got him, dude.
That just means, Sadie. But that just means you're the first number three. Just keep that in mind.
Sadie, welcome.
Because
welcome
I can't be number one or two.
Yeah. That's garbage. He's the shortest.
Where's my death note? Where's my real death note? Give me the name.
Guys, don't write Sadie's name in the death note.
I was going to write your name.
Don't write my name. Who's gonna
Chuck?
Who's gonna host this episode? Oh, fuck!
Oh shoot, my name.
How
is
do you
Chuck
know my name? Wait, no. Pino's real name was Chuckathan all along.
Chuckathan Chuckstar.
Chuckathan.
Otherwise known as Choo Choo.
Choo Choo. Dude, that's my favorite Choo Choo character. Choo Choo's
bizarre.
It's Cuckoo's bizarre thing. Cuckoo's crazy conundrums.
Cuckoo's. Yeah,
Cuckoo Ca-choo.
Cuckoo's crazy journey.
Can someone please? I want a poster.
Can we get a shirt design that just says Cuckoo's crazy journey? And it's just a picture of me. See, no, it no, it's
C-H-U-C-H-U.
Then that's Choo Choo.
No, but it's pronounced Cuckoo.
It's Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
Cuckoo's crazy journey.
I'm Chuckathan, but everybody calls me Cuckoo. As you can tell, I was bullied as a child. It's all right. I grew big ass muscles.
I got big ass legs.
And now I eat a lot of hamone. I mean, I use hamone.
Some hamon, dude.
Somebody killed
Mark Hammond from Community.
Dude, I use hamon whenever I fight people.
I use hamon in my sandwiches.
No, you just use ham.
Like, dude, I have a big ham. Old fat ham with a bone attached, and I just smack people.
This
with
one's
ham.
Virginia ham.
Guys, this is getting more and more elaborate, and I love it.
And then Pino Pepperoni shows up, telling you, "Hey, I must teach you the ways of ham. I have a top hat, and I know a guy named Tom Petty.
And I'm off to go fight." Geo.
Garbo.
Yeah, I know. Garbo. We're fighting Garbio. Fighting Garbio.
No, just Garbo. Garbo. Is perfect. Just Garbo.
And he's just Garb. It's just him.
And when I die,
there's nothing different.
When I die in this first season, I become the Pino Man later on. Awaken, my Pino Man. They're all short, though. That's the only problem.
Guys, Choo-Choo's crazy journey coming to Netflix 2020.
Oh, no. You know those Netflix adaptation memes. Come into manga first, please.
Dude, I'll draw the manga.
It's going to just be the Diary of a Wimpy Kid art.
Dude, I can't believe Diary of the Wimpy Chuck. Anyway, now that we've talked a lot about us... Do we have any miscellaneous before I want to hop into that fat rating?
I do.
Go for it, Chunko.
So, I had one part. I'm pretty sure I told you guys this in the Patreon Discord server.
Oh yeah, by the way, we discuss all about our viewing time in our Patreon, which $1 a month. It's actually really fun. You can join in on the conversation too if you watch it with us.
Yeah, you can react to us live.
We just set up like a spoiler.
Yeah, react
chat.
With us live when we scream about the dad pulling a gun on his son and is like, from one murderer to another, see you in hell. And I'm like, Jesus fuck. Anyway, continue.
So there was one point where I was watching Death Note. It was real late at night because I like to get into the horror movie, you know?
Yes!
And a light was on. Like, it looked like it was right outside my door, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
I was legitimately like, well, this is where I die. And... I go to my grandma and I was like, are you responsible for that light outside? She's like, no. And so we look outside and we're both like ready to beat some ass. And it was just the neighbor's light.
Shout out to your neighbors.
It just looked like it was, it looked like it was really close somehow. But I thought that someone like had a flashlight and they were right outside, but nope. Just
Garf thought he was gonna die because there was a light in the universe.
And then I went back to watch Death Note and I was spooked. I was thoroughly shook.
That's very funny. But yeah.
That's it. That's the whole story. Story. Yeah.
I don't know, I just really enjoyed Death Note, just straight up.
Yeah, me too.
I think we all finished watching this like a week ago.
About we just
couldn't
ago.
Record
yeah.
last week.
Yeah, shout outs to Thanksgiving. I mean Easter.
Shout outs to Thanksgiving, honestly.
Yeah, dude. Shout outs to Hell Sci-Fi yeah. Month.
Well, and the thing is, I thought it was gonna be, you know how there's those really popular shows that are fucking garbage, like Tail.
Fucking yikes, dude. That's like Sadie's favorite anime. I can't believe you're adding her on main.
Listen,
dude.
I like Darling in the Franxx. And that
Darling in the Franxx
awful.
Is legitimately not ideal.
Yeah, and I love it. You can love garbage.
I can't love
apparently. I'm not. I'm legally fine. Obliged by contract not to like Golden Time anymore.
I just trashed My Hero too, and none of you
what,
said
what
a word.
What did we talk about? Why did you?
I said that My Hero was garbage too. But
when did you say that?
Did you say that?
Yeah. Because my point is that I thought this was going to be, it's one of those shows that's popular that non-anime fans watch like a lot Titan. Too. And so, yeah, exactly.
Watch how my potatoes are in the oven.
And what's the
sword
other one?
Online.
The sword hey. Fart? Yeah. I thought it was going to be like
sword
those.
Fart was,
where it's just
No,
like
this is
garbage.
2006. This is when we had yeah. quality.
But... yeah, this was legitimately impressive.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to all my fans who now hate me because I said there was quality before all those other anime.
maybe it's because I came in with low expectations, but whew, man, well, it's also Madhouse.
Yeah.
So.
Why are they
so
mad? You can't go wrong with Madhouse. Yeah, why are they so angry?
I'm angry.
I'm angry.
Because they all have to stay in one house.
Yeah, it's one crazy house, dude.
All right.
It's a madhouse.
Okay, ratings.
Okay, you go first. All right. Okay, I'll start.
Who's
okay?
Okay, go ahead, Garth.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'll go first. Okay,
okay
wait. No,
so
Pino, you
Chuck,
go
you
first.
Can go.
Okay, that's not happening.
All right, cool. Then I'll go. Okay, so Death Note was a pleasant surprise of an anime. I found myself wanting to watch more every episode. Every episode that ended, I just kept going and going. I was like on a highway. Of some sorts to a certain place, which was pretty cool.
The danger zone?
I really enjoyed the characters that were given to me. Ar-woosh. I enjoyed all the characters that were given to me. I enjoyed the thrill of just talking, which is something you don't usually see in shonen. Which is great. Yeah, because it's more like, hey, I'm going to hit you. And it's like, no, I'm going to hit you. No, I'm going to hit you. This
but
is
what
like,
if
no,
I hit you harder?
I'm going to move my piece strategically over here. But I know you're going to make me think I'm going to do that. So I'll move it here. Oh, but you know that I'm going to do that. So I'm actually going to pull back over here. Ah, but wait, there you are again. So I'm going to put it right here. Got him. Brother.
Four-dimensional chess.
And for that reason, I'm giving this a 4.5 out of 5.
Very, very fair.
No, can I'm go going next? Okay, so I like this anime because
okay,
it was really
go
good. 4.5.
Okay, Garvis, now your turn.
Give it a 5.
5?
Wow.
Just hands fair. Down 5.
Honestly, very, very fair.
As we've done the podcast, I'm trying to narrow down what a rating
what
is.
What is a rating?
And
hi, Pino.
What
Pino
is a rating?
Pino here.
And it doesn't matter. The point is that I give it a 5 because you should watch
yeah.
it and you should tell your friends to watch it.
And then they can tell
it's
their
good.
Friends. And then their friends can tell their other friends. And this is just one whole pyramid.
And then
scheme.
You heard it from a friend.
Guys, don't draw a triangle around it though.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's totally not a pyramid.
Yeah,
scheme,
no.
I promise.
I promise. Don't do it. I told you. Stop it.
Oh, there it goes. What oh, wait. Doing? I drew the triangle. Whoops.
The funky anime pyramid.
Funky anime scheme. Pyramid scheme. Faps, dude. Don't tell Carl.
Is that the second five of the show? Or this of the...
You gave Gurren Lagann a five, and then...
We have yet to see Chuckers to give a five.
Chuck is, like, he's been reaching. But I'm actually giving this one a 4.8.
Ooh.
Super good. Love this show very much. It was a lot of fun. Kept me intrigued the whole time, mm-hmm. which is crazy for a 37
that
episode.
That never happens for me.
It was super good. I loved every minute of it. Every part was great. And I just want... It's just really fun. Like, super good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. I'd watch it again, even.
I will mention... I do know that there's a lot of controversy with this. I guess the second half of the anime with Nier and Mello. But don't ignore them. Just go in. Just go in.
I feel
enjoy
that
the
like
journey.
There, as with everything, there's no perfect thing, and there's some flaws. But like, I feel that the Nier and Mello thing kind of had to be done.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm saying I don't like it. I'm just saying that don't listen to everybody saying, "Oh, that's trash, dude."
Bah, okay.
Bah, that stinky, smelly poop.
Who's next?
I don't know, Pino? Actually. Let me...
It is you. It's 100%.
We're, let me go to the... Oh, I was already on her server. Anime to watch. What are we watching?
I know what we're... Pino, you've been watching it.
We're watching Naruto Uzumaki-chan.
We're not
for the
watching...
the Nintendo binge. No. Okay, so since last season we watched the episode of East Blue, which again we've had some mixed ratings, I thought, you know what? Why don't we just dive and not come out of the ocean that we call One Piece? So what we're gonna do is I made a list of episodes that we will watch in total, about 49. Actually, we're gonna make it 49.
Oh.
Because episode 19 will be interesting. And it actually you kind of need it to understand Zoro a little bit better. So what we're gonna do?
The deep intricate lore of One Piece.
Did you say four piece? you cut out. I heard.
You're not allowed. You're not allowed. Stop it. Stop it. I'll end
your
family. I'm gonna be the king of the.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna jump around some arcs, which I think
jump around.
Which I think we're done pretty
jump
well
around.
In
now.
The episode of East Blue, or at least, you know, gave you what you needed to see. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna be watching episodes 1 through 8, which is Romance Dawn and Orange Town. We're gonna be watching episode 18, which is Box Boy. We're gonna be watching episode 19, which is Little Zoro background story.
Yes.
Be watching episode 31 to 53, which is Arlong and Logtown, the last arcs of the East Blue, and we're gonna dip our toe into one of the fillers, which is Warship Island, which is a little fun. It's a little fun one.
I mean, fillers can be good. Just look at Goku and Piccolo learn to drive.
I love driving. And then we will actually take a little leap into the beginnings of the Grand Line, which is episodes 62 to 67 in Reverse Mountain and Whiskey Peak. As well as two last episodes, which is 68 and 69, which are Pepperoni Secrets. However, I think Chuck already knows.
I do know. I remember. I'm very excited for Garv to see it.
Oh boy, it's gonna be good.
We'll
post the image I have here, and I guess with the addition of episode 19 in this list, somewhere on the Twitter.
Yeah.
So that if you decide, you know what, I'm a mad lad. I'm gonna try out One Piece with these guys. You can go ahead and do that. But if not, it's a good reminder of what we will be watching, what we'll be discussing.
Yeah,
so we're technically skipping two arcs. So that's
We're skipping the Usopp arc, introduction arc, and we're skipping the Sanji introduction arc. I might watch the Usopp arc just because it's so fucking good.
Oh. Yes.
But Sanji's I think was done very well. And doesn't need to be revisited, I think.
Yes, I also think so.
Isn't episode of one of East Blue our like least listened to episode?
No, it's been
I think it's my least listened to. But not the least listened to.
Pino, I don't know. We've watched some real Pino shows. Not gonna lie.
I mean, I bet you it has more listens. It has less listens than Golden Time.
Oh, fuck. Golden Time was...
A little higher. I remember that was a little higher.
Golden Time is a stinky episode.
No,
usually you post the stats I'm pretty sure Mondays.
I'm pretty sure Art Club has the least of all your stuff.
Dang, I really like that one. Amigo.
Amigo.
But yeah, we're gonna be set sailing, and we're kicking off our second shonen for the shonen, I guess, month shonen special, month, which isn't really a month.
Well, yeah, it is. It's gonna be in May.
Oh. Well then.
It's quite funny that I am unable to find the show about pirates anywhere legally. So
I'm going to become the king of the pirates
to the high seas.
I can't believe everyone's going to be a pirate but me this time around. I have all those episodes listed on three DVD packs of anyway, six CDs.
Anyway, the person dead on the stairs because his name got written in a different death note. Well, that's me, Chuck. I'm dying.
Oh no! Is that what they wrote in the death note for you to say?
He should have introduced himself.
No, don't worry. The notes of the death note say he has to finish this.
Yeah, I need to finish the outro before I die. The person who was chasing me but died earlier in the episode and I didn't tell you. Well, that was Pino.
That was why he disappeared. Died.
And
they were all written in
the Shinigami who wrote my name and Pino's name in the death note. Well, that's G.
So I'm G, and since Chuck has finished the outro, he's now dead because that was what was specified in the death note. So you're dead. You're both dead. You're both forced ghosts as well. So if you have anything funny to say, you are welcome to say it. But
no,
this has been the Funky Hayden podcast.
Hire Hayden Christensen to do my ghost force ghost.
Thanks for hanging with us.
Can I hire Ian Sinclair to do my voice acting work from now on?
Sure.
That would be. Can we just all three be voiced by Ian?
I'll contact Ian Sinclair after this episode and see how he feels about it.
Shout out to Ian. Okay, we'll see you guys on the other side of the death note.
Yeah, guys, make sure to tell your mom that you love her.
And don't write her name in the death note.
You better not. Better write her a letter, not a death note letter.
Not on... Dear mother, goodbye.
Write my mom tomorrow, 8 o'clock, we'll have dinner then. Oops.
Still dies of a heart attack.
Guys, tell your mom about
the Funky Anime podcast. That'd be wild. Anyway, guys... See y'all another time, another place.
Don't forget, eat an apple a day. Apple a day keeps the fappers away.
Yeah, I don't want us breaking into your home.
I thought this was my home.
Bye, gamers.
Right in.
Bye. Wait, I'm not a gamer.
Get out!
Shoo. Shoo,
be
non-gamer.
Be gone, non-gamer. Funky Anime Podcast is a program made by Upchucked, Garbleax, and Pindoplane. You can find Upchucked as Upchucked on YouTube or Upchucked Gaming on Twitter. You can find Garbleax with Garbleax on Twitch, or you can find him Garbleax on Twitter. You can find Pindoplane on Twitter, Pindoplane 2, and you can find the Funky Anime Podcast itself on Twitter at 3WeeBros. And you can find us on YouTube, 3WeeBros, or just look up Funky Anime Podcast. You'll find us anywhere. It is edited and produced by Garbleax and Upchuck. Moral support by Pindoplane. And I want to just thank you all for listening. You can rate us on iTunes. Anything like that is wonderful. And you can email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Thank you.